It is with great pleasure that we welcome Brother Joe to this podium to share with us the progress in the witness work. So we turn this podium over to Brother Joe at this time.
My dear brethren, it is my humble privilege to give you this report in the spirit of humility, in praising God, our Heavenly Father. It is a privilege for the Lord's people to be servant of the truth and be able to proclaim the message of the gospel in many parts of the world. Some of them just plant a little seed, others water the seed, and there are those who attend the crop. But all in all, it is the touch of the Lord that makes the seed to grow. From the beginning of the gospel age, the Lord's people have been commissioned by Jesus to be witnesses. Therefore, this commission is never to be ignored by our ministries. Jesus said that the gospel of the kingdom will be preached all over the world for witnesses. And it is always refreshing to read the book of Acts. In this book, we find the reports of the activity of the brethren in the early church from bringing the message to other people in other land. The many sacrifices made by them for the truth and their faithfulness, especially of Paul and Barnabas, should stimulate our zeal in faith. But today, my dear brethren, we live in a different world. The message of the truth can still be given by personal contact of the Lord's people and their communities. But now its proclamation of the truth is not limited to this individual effort, because through the printing page and over the radios and televisions, the message of the truth can be carried far and wide. This is possible only through the cooperations of consecrated brethren like yourself, in cooperation with brethren at the dawn. There the Lord has provided many the facility that be able to print thousands upon thousands of a booklet by those dedicated brethren that dedicate their life to cooperate with the brethren there. The total increase of a knowledge which has made wide proclamation of the truth was possible, and without any question, it is by divine permission, and we cannot think but that the Lord wants us to use those facilities for the proclamation of the message of the gospel of the truth. And even though the printing pages, the radio, the TVs, make possible the dissemination of the truth, the principal object of our sacrifice in this connection is and will be always the service to the brethren. We know it is not God's due time to convert the world. But it's time to call to the truth those whom he's invited to be a part of the flock of Jesus. The joy opening and reading hundreds of letters from the frank and earnest audience that reach us in various languages and fill in the request, it really brings joy to our heart. And all these joys and many others are the real experiences at the dawn, but they will be shared by all of you and all the brethren. Because it is through the cooperation and sacrifice and through prayers and financial help that is possible for the dawn to do that part. So our joy should be mutual. We do not know how much longer we'll have the privilege of bringing the light to the truth in this world. So let us faithfully make use of every opportunity to promulgate the message of the truth of the kingdom wherever the Lord's opened the doors for us. In this last 15 years, the Lord has opened many doors for us. And remember that in many parts of the world, for many centuries, the people of those countries were kept in religious bondage on the old Babylon system. And it has been recently that we had the opportunity to go in different places and bring the message of the truth. In presenting the message of the truth in different locations, we never met one individual that did not open his ears and without any cessations listen to the message of the gospel. And this indeed was a tremendous encouragement for us. It made the job a lot easier for us to make a contact with the management of our different radio stations. In making contact with the different radio stations, not only South America, Central America, and Mexico, we had to do a little preaching and present the message of the gospel in a very humble way, in a very diplomatic way, and the best we could, and give them the cassette so they could play the cassette. This we found to be a very successful method of approaching them. One of the things that which we emphasize is, and I'm not ashamed to tell you, my dear brethren, that with some of them, I claim poverty. Make them understood that we're not in business, that we want to do something for them. It is an educational program. We're not rich. We're just few brethren here and there that cooperate, that supply the financial help in order to promulgate the message of the truth. And so with a little bit of diplomacy and with the help of my wife at this time accompany me and call the Lord touch their heart, we'll be able to secure program different parts of Mexico, especially in Central America, on Saturday and Sunday, almost at the half of the cost of what they would ask. The going rate in most of those countries is for 1 year between $10,000 and $11,000, $12,000 per year for 15 minutes program. And as I mentioned, with a little bit of diplomacy and a little bit of preaching to them, with some station we'll be able to bring the cost from $10,000 to $3,000 and $500. And I may say at this point that at the conclusion of the bargain, they asked for a tax to pay the koloiva, to pay the tax. This is the general way of those countries. And my wife said, well, I asked that they shouldn't charge us tax. So I talked to my wife and said, what do you want? From $10,000, we came down to $3,500, and you don't want to pay tax on. At this point, my dear brother, also would like to say that we're so thankful that we have the wisdom of our dear brethren on the trusting of the dawn, which that wisdom is very, very valuable to us. And I'm thinking of Brother Herschel, Brother Langford, and this time we also have Brother Chandler, which it will be a big help to us to make decisions which involves work and sacrifice in many parts of the world. I'm going to give you a little tour. Visualize in your mind, dear brother, that you are taking a little tour with me, and first we go to touch a little bit of Europe. Then from Europe we go to South America. Then we go to Central America, and then we go to Mexico. But we're going to touch a little bit on the U.S., United States. In the United States, the radioactivity in the last 4 years or 3 years has been very slow. The requests are coming in very slow. With the televisions, not too bad. But the most successful advertisement that we did get quite a bit of request has been with the article, a quarter of a page in the Reader's Digest. We advertise the life after death. Out of that ad, we receive in the vicinity of 4,000 requests that are coming in for the booklet. And prior to that, another advertisement which we had in the Reader's Digest was the archaeology proves the Bible. Out of that ad, we must receive across to 16,000-18,000 requests for the booklet, archaeology proves the Bible. And they're still coming in. So the two channels of advertisement which have been very successful has been the Reader's Digest. The ad is very expensive. We're talking about close to $60,000 for a quarter of a page. But when you think of all the requests that are coming in, I think it's very economical. And another ad which has been very successful in many parts of the world has been the end, why God permits evil. In Argentina, to give an idea, in Argentina we advertise this ad, and we receive close to 450 requests for the booklet. So this ad is very, very successful ad, and we plan to use this ad continually in many parts of the world. Now we are thankful also that Brother Davis and Mike Brand, they will be able to go to India, and they give us a very encouraging report. In India, we thank them for their labor of love and sacrifice which they made to go to that part of the world. Then in Portugal, we now have a radio station in Portugal, not too far from Lisbon. It's in the Portuguese language, and the response are very encouraging. What we plan to do in conjunction with radio program to sponsor also a newspaper ad to advertise the radio. In Spain, in Cadiz, the radio station is pulling slowly, but we do get some response from Cadiz, Spain. I visited friends in Romania last year, and the situation in Romania, it's very, very critical from the financial viewpoint. the conditions are really bad in that part of the world. But the friends are very faithful Christians, very consecrated individuals. When I went to visit them in Cluj, there were about 350 of them that came to meet me. We had four meetings with them. We discussed the way that we could be able to help them in conjunction with the proclamation of the truth. And for them, at the dawn, we printed almost 2,000 of the book, the photodrama of the New Creations. And there is a little problem there with the language, because we want to go ahead with the reprinting again of the first volume, but they seem they don't agree among themselves to the language that is the modern Roman language. So it takes a little time for them to get together as to the language which they're going to use to have the first volume reprinted again. Because the old first volume was printed many, many years ago. I think it was in Brother Russell's time. And they feel, the Romanian brother, they feel that the language is too old. It's not too modern Romanian that they use. So eventually we feel that they will come to a conclusion, get together among themselves, and will be able to print the book for them. But we're willing to print any booklet that they want us to print. In the meantime, they print some book for themselves. And the brethren, they are very, very active in the proclamation of the truth in their own country. I visited the friends in Italy while I was there, and they have a little class down the city of Agrigento. There are 28 of them, all young people, very zealous, much enthusiasm there among the area which they live there, and one of the brothers symbolized his consecration while I was there. And they asked me again when I got back, because there's another brother that he wished to symbolize his consecrations. I visited the friends in Greece. I stayed with Brother Kornos. It was a privilege, really, to be with those brethren. I had the privilege to go to Mars Hill in Corinth, and it was a thrill for me to be there and to see the location where Paul gave that famous discourse on Mars Hill. The friends are rejoicing, and they love the truth. They love the brethren. So let's go back to South America. It was 6 years ago that we came in contact with the friends in Argentina area. It is interesting that we never had any contact with those brethren. And in 1950 until 1960, we broadcast the Frank Ernest program from Monte Carlo, Monaco, France. And it was a shortwave radio, and the radio would reach down South America. And the broadcast was in Italian language. And because the Spanish language is called to Italian language, the loops of brethren, which some of you have met, will be able to understand the truth to the Frank Ernest program. Then, of course, they asked for literature, and we sent them the Italian Dawn, which we've been printing the Italian Dawn for many, many years, and that's how we came in contact with them in South America. Then, when we went down there 6 years ago, they introduced us to this group of brethren in the little town of Berizitegui, which is about half an hour from Buenos Aires. So they told us that the group of friends, they were Pentecostal. And they asked me to speak to them. In fact, I really was surprised. They asked me to speak to them. So I spoke to them, and of course the subject that we discussed was the Trinity and hell. You can just imagine, I felt like a little fellow in the zoo there, in the cage there. And then at the end of the discussion there, I'm at the end of the discourse, you know, I told them the nice way that we can discuss the matter, the subject, a little further if they wish to do so. But anyhow, with a little preservations, with a little sacrifice, with literature which was sent to them, plus the fact that we had three conventions then in Argentina, those brethren, they come out of the system, the Pentecostal system, and that they have accepted the truth. Thank God for that. And I tell you, it brought joy to my heart when the elder of the class get up and said to those brethren, to those friends, his friends, he says, now we have the truth. If you want to go away from the hall, you can, that's the door, but now we have the truth. And I'll tell you, it really brought much joy to my heart to hear this man say this thing to those people in that hall. Then, of course, through the convention which we had there, and also literature, the volumes, the first volume, and the Dawn which was sent to them, there has been a big help to them. At the time that I visited them, there were 75 Pentecostal friends. About six of them left. They didn't agree with brother, the elder of the class. But now, the last visit, we were there in the Beretite, in the town where they had the meeting. There are 95 of them, very, very active Christians. They have a seven-day service, 7 days activity. 4 days they have a meeting in the hall, and 3 days a week they split the elders and they go to different homes to talk to people that are interested in the truth. For their activity consists of 7 days a week. I went from Argentina, I went to Montevideo, Uruguay. In Montevideo, Uruguay, we have a radio station there for almost 15 years. And it's incredible the requests that we still are getting from that part of the world. The requests are coming in not just for the booklet, but also wanted to know where we have meetings. Where can they go? Do you have a people? Do you have a Bible student in the area? It is incredible the request that we're getting from that radio stations from the city of Montevideo. I went there and I did some follow-up work. I was in Montevideo for pretty near 2 weeks. Go to different locations in the country. And I found the people there to be very, very interested in religion. Receptive to the truth, very, very welcome people. I really enjoy so much to be with those dear friends there. And the problem has always been that we don't have a place where they can go to meet. So the best thing we can do for the time being is to send the literature, supply all the things that they need. And hopefully that someday we'll be able to have the friends from Argentina go to Montevideo, which is across the Rio de la Plata, and help the friends to establish a little class because the possibility are very good. In Chile, Santiago, Chile, I think I have mentioned to you the famous taxi driver that I met at the airport. I don't know if I told you this or not, or maybe some of you know about, but anyhow, let me give you a little brief summarize a little better what happened to him. I arrived in Santiago, Chile in the middle of the night due to some delay at the airport in Argentina. I had to change the plane in Argentina. And there were many taxi drivers there, and somehow it felt that if someone was pushing me from the back, not to go to the first one, not go to the second one, not go to the third, not to go to the fourth, to go to the last one. And when I opened the door, I saw the Bible on the seat. And I asked who the Bible belonged. He said, the Bible belonged to me, he said. I read the Bible continuously, but he says, I don't understand a lot of the things in the Bible. And that was the beginning of our conversations. From there on, he was my companion for 4 days. And it was through him that we'd be able to secure the radio station in Santiago, another radio station in Concepcion. And he came down to the convention in Argentina, him and his wife, a loyal individual, very zealous, very interested in the truth. And so we have him there that he take care of requests that are coming in from the two radio stations that we have, one in Santiago another one in Concepcion. In Mexico, we were there with my wife this the last April. But before we went to Mexico, we thought that we'd go down to Central America, to Costa Rica, and then work our way up into Mexico. Well, we arrived there, and there was sort of an American colony there in San Jose, Costa Rica. And we parked there in this American colony, and from there we'll be able to make contact with different radio stations. So we'll be able to secure a radio station in Costa Rica. And the response are very, very encouraging from that part of the world. The people in Costa Rica, they're more or less a little different than any other people in South America. They're very religious individual, very peaceable people. They have no army, very few crimes, and they're very, very interested in the preservation of our nature. And we had some beautiful experience in talking to those people there. In fact, when we arrived at night, those people would ask us, was your trip successful? Did you make any contact with the radio stations? Did you secure the radio station? In other words, they showed that they were interested in what we intend to do in their country. And this was very encouraging to us, you know, that they showed some interest. And so the results from Costa Rica are very, very encouraging. From there, we went to Mexico City. There in Mexico City, we were met by Sister Connie's sister, two sisters. I had met them 4 years ago, and when we arrived there, they were there to meet us, and it was a joy to see them. They took us to the hotel, and the following day, we went to their home. We fellowshiped with them. We had a nice time with them. At night, we had a Bible study. And Sister Connie's relative were there to attend the meetings. And my wife would ask them, is it too late for you? Oh, no, she says, keep on talking. We enjoy immensely the fellowship and also the Bible study. And we had an experience in Mexico City. We went out to look for a restaurant. I must confess to you, this time I was looking for a restaurant that makes spaghetti meatballs. I just about had it with the taco, you know, so they have a taco, you know, in Mexico. So I says to my wife, let's go look, see if we can some Italian restaurant with these spaghetti meatballs. And we're walking and looking and looking. We came up to this place with a gentleman by the door. And I says to my wife, let's look at the menu. And by this time, the gentleman at the door says, come in. He says, we have a nice restaurant over here. So we sit down, we look at the menu. Then he says to me, may I ask you why you came to Mexico City? There was a beautiful opportunity for us to present the truth. That's what we wanted to do. That's the mission. That's what we wanted to do when we come in contact with the people. He says to me, I'm a Bible student. I said, you are a Bible student? Oh, yes. We started the Bible, 20 of us. Do you belong to any denomination? No, he says, we don't belong to any denomination. Just 20 of us. We started the Bible, home. And that's all we do. We don't belong. We're not affiliated with any associations. I said, this is incredible. Well, he says, I'll tell you what, he says, I have a wonderful book for you. I think if you're interested, I'm going to bring the book to you tomorrow night. Oh, yeah, he says, I'll be waiting for him. So the following night, we went back, we brought the book to him. He said, by the way, he said, do you have more than one book? I said, unfortunately, I only have one book, because I need my books throughout the trip. My trip wasn't finished yet. So anyhow, he said, what? He said, why don't you send me more books? I said, I promise you can rest assured that I will promise I will send you more books. And we'll go back to the dorm. We'll send you 20, 25, or 30 Spanish alba if you want to. And there was a beautiful fellowship with this man, a beautiful contact who would be able to present the message of the truth. He knew the scripture. He knew the scripture well. He was well-versed in the scripture. So it was a beautiful experience to meet this man in Mexico City. From Mexico City, then we went to... In Mexico City, by the way, the only thing we could done was to put an ad in the paper about God's premise of evil, but we could not make any contacts and be successful with the radio stations. They didn't want the program that saw us to it. The price that they asked for the broadcast was almost $90,000. Seeing that we met somebody else, which was affiliated with another radio station, they told us the reason why they asked for $90,000 is that because they didn't want the program. And we understood well that was the reason for it. From there, then, we went to Guadalajara, Mexico. Guadalajara, Mexico is an unusual city in the sense that the people are very religious-minded people. In fact, on Sunday, which we couldn't make any contact, we went to the square in the center of the city, which has a capacity of almost 10,000 people in that square. Every weekend they have something going on, some entertainment. And we noticed there was a stage set up in the middle of this square there, and they had some Baptist organization that they were preaching their teachings from the platform and also singing and pass out the literature. And then at the end of the square, there was this big, huge auditorium that they were showing the life of Jesus. It was during the Passover season, the Easter season. And they were shown the life of a Christ. And judging by looking through, judging the capacity of that hall, I would say there were at least 1,000 people into the hall watching the film, and about 300 over there on the outside the hall. And there we had a beautiful opportunity to present the message of the truth that the gospel the people came in contact, and also the radio station, see, the manager of the radio station. There we had to do a little crying, because they asked almost $14,000 for the broadcast, to broadcast our program. From $14,000, we brought it up to $6,000. So it wasn't too bad. And we praised the Lord, thank the Lord for the that it was him that it touched their heart to reduce the cost from that $14,000 to $6,000, you see. From there, we're getting tremendous response. Letters that come in for books and literature. It's just encouraging to get those letters and see what they request and the enthusiasm, desire that they show for the booklet. Then from there we went to Monterrey. In Monterrey we met this young lady, which is second in command of the radio station. We did a little preaching to her about the truth. She came down to the hotel. She understood the missions while we went to Monterrey, and so she said to us, as you wait here, said, let me talk to the manager of the stations, and then maybe I can do a better job than you can, they said to us. So she went back to the radio station. She contacted the manager of the radio station. She came down and she said, I have a good news for you. Let's go back to the radio stations. And so he introduced us to the manager of the station there, and they would be able to reduce the cost there. I think the cost over there was $4,000 for the broadcast of the programs, you see, 15 minutes on Saturday. Then she says to us, where is your next stop? Well, the next stop is in Torreon, for the same reason. Why, she said, I tell you, in Torreon, I have my mother and father that are involved in radio and television program. And I tell you what I'll do, she said. I'll call them, and they will meet you at the hotel in Torreon. Oh, I thought it was a beautiful arrangement. So we went to Torreon. Sure enough, they were there to meet us at the hotel. And they did the talking for us because they knew the manager of the radio station. And he was amazed. I thought she was a Bible student. Tried to convince the man of the owner of the radio station. Look, he said, these people are poor, she said. These people, they don't have any money. She said, sharp your pencils. He was incredible. Lucia and I, we just kept quiet there and said, let her do the talking. And it was a really encouraging in all the way and I'll tell you, it was a really beautiful experience to be with those dear ones there. We had a wonderful time with them, and we'll be able to present the message of the truth to them. They really appreciated the message of the truth. They understood why we went there, and the missions which we, with the Lord's help, had to accomplish. Then we went to Manzanillo. In Manzanillo, we also put an end to paper, Why God's Permits Evil. And also, all the city that we visited, we also placed a newspaper ad, Why God's Permits Evil. So, the response are coming in, and what we intend to do with the Lord's help is now that we are getting this response from a different city, from the radio station, that is, what with the Lord's help, what we'd like to do is to go back to those cities and show the film for this cause, like a public meetings, invite the public to watch the film. Now, we're thankful for Brother George Tabak. It was through him that we'll be able to have for this cause translated from the English language to the Spanish language. And we're thankful also that a miracle has occurred, really, because the highlight of our activity throughout the year has been to symbolize the consecration. The brother from Peru that symbolized the consecrations in Groton. Let me tell you a little bit about this. Brother, you stop me when you want to stop, because it's a few letters. I wanted to read it, but when you want me to stop, I stop. It was 4 years ago that this letter came to the Don from this individual from Trujillo, Peru, which is north of Lima. And in the letter, he said that he don't know who sent him a lalba. It's a Spanish Don. They say, I have no idea who gave it to me, where it came from. He says, I have the alba in my hand. He said, what I saw, what I read is good. So he says, in the letter, he also states, please send me other literature. I'm interested in what you have to offer. So I wrote a very nice letter, and we sent some other literature, the first volume, and other booklet. Then he responded that he received the letter and the package. He said, and I noticed, he said, that in the Don, you advertise radio stations in many parts of the world. He said, I own a radio stations here in Trujillo. Send me the cassette, and I'll play the cassette. I said to my wife, quick, he said, let's send you. Hit him where he's hot. Let's get the cassette and send him to him. So we took the cassette and sent him to him. Running back, he said, the programs go on the air twice on Sundays, in the morning and the afternoon, free of charge. Then he wrote again another letter, beautiful letter, a little bit, and then we came and cut through the telephone. It was a beautiful experience with this man. The Lord really touched his heart. He was 8 years with the JW, and there were 8 years of misery for him. When he came in contact with the truth, with the volumes, the lalpa, the literature, he says in the letter over the telephone, thank God, he says, I have found the truth after so many years of searching. Then he expressed a desire that he wanted to symbolize his consecrations. So last September, he came down to the Don. We went to pick him up. He visited the Don, came to my house, to our house. He stayed 4 days with us. Then the brethren from Norwich, Westerly, and the New London area, Groton area, we have like a little convention, and he symbolized his consecrations. Brother Leo Post, he gave a discourse on consecrations. George Yike and Jenna, they all came from Rutherford. We had a beautiful, beautiful day with him. And let me tell you, we really put him to work. While he was at the Don, he put in the cassette one book, The Plan of God, so we can offer the booklet on the cassette. And then we had the film for this course. And then we use his voice to do the film from the English to the Spanish. So we're going to use him, his voice, to do the for this course in the Spanish language. And also, he volunteered to do a lot of things for us. I'll tell you, I've been praying to the Lord to show the way for someone capable to help us with the language. Because I must confess you, dear brethren, he has been a really, really rough on me with a different language. Working, trying to get the Spanish done out. Tried to get the Italian done out. Tried to work with the Portuguese language, you know, to get the radio program going on the air in the Spanish language. And letters and correspondence and contact radio station and newspaper ad has been really tremendous pressure on me. And so we're thankful to the Lord that he has provided this brother from Peru. And he's going to be a tremendous help to us. He's a very, very enthusiastic individual. Quick, very quick, a really typical businessman. And we went to the radio station to New York City. He wanted to buy some equipment to open up another station. He said, the first thing I'll broadcast from the radio station, the new one, is they're going to be Frank Ernest's program. We went to New York City to buy some equipment. He couldn't speak English at all. He would say to the people, look, you want to look at the equipment. And I'll tell you, it's a tremendous joy to be with this individual. He's very, very enthusiastic individual. He has tremendous enthusiasm and tremendous zeal for the promulgation of the truth. And we're so thankful. So this is what we intend to do, Lord's willing. We will start with to show the film, a public meeting, like sort of a public meeting, and show the film in Trujillo, Peru. Then from there, Lord's willing, we'll go to Lima. Then from Lima, we'll go to Santiago, Chile, again to the public meeting and show the film. Then from Chile, we go to Argentina. There we will show the film in Buenos Aires and also in Kimley, another town nearby there. And from there, we go to Montevideo, Uruguay, also to show the film. So please, brethren, remember us in your prayers, because there will be new experience. We don't know what to expect, but we will do our best. And with the Lord's help and your prayers and the prayer of all the brethren and the sacrifice of all the brethren, we will do our best to try to promulgate the message, bring the message of the truth in a sort of a public meeting in those parts of the world which the truth has never been presented in such a way as the way we do in the United States. So remember us in your prayers. I'm sorry I don't have a time to read a letter that I had before you, but it's one single thing that I wanted to show you before I turn the platter on Brother Humphrey. This man from Montevideo, Uruguay, I don't have the time to read the letter to you. He has such a tremendous enthusiasm for the truth of the program that we have, that he and he by himself, he printed this book, this pamphlet, all part of the booklet which we sent to him, which he has in his possession. And then on the end, he advertised the radio program in Montevideo, Uruguay. We didn't give him any money on his own. He did this. And he wrote a letter that every Sunday, he takes a briefcase and go from house to house, takes out the literature which we sent to him, and he has this pamphlet to tell them that there's a radio stations in Montevideo for them to listen. If you have any questions that you'd like to ask me after the meeting, I'd be very glad to try to answer some of your questions. And again, brethren, remember us in your prayers. We will do our best in a humble way and praise the Lord and to honor his glory and the best way we can, like I said, in a humble way, to serve the Lord and promulgate the message of the truth.
Thank you, Brother Joe. A very enlightening report and very encouraging. We appreciate the efforts of all the Pilgrim brethren and the the sacrifice that they go through. It is a great sacrifice that we don't realize unless we went through it along with them.
Our loving, gracious Heavenly Father, once again we come before Thee, before the throne of grace, to thank You, Father, for the many blessings that always graciously bestow upon us, for the privilege, Father, I grant to us to be able to, in a humble way, to present the message of truth which You was revealing to us, the message of truth, the message of the gospel, the message of comfort. In many lands that for many years have been under the bondage of slavery, prejudice, injustice, and so thankful, Father, that Thou hast opened the doors. For Thy name be glorified and worshipped in true spirit. So, Father, we so thankful for such honor, such a privilege. And we so thankful, Father, for the sacrifice of the brethren to make all these things possible. The labor of the love, their prayers, their encouragement. And we realize, Father, that it is Thee that touched their heart to make their contributions in many ways to their prayers and otherwise. And we're so thankful for all these privileges Thou hast granted to us. It is our desire, Father, to glorify Thy holy name in the name of our dear Master and the message of the truth which is precious to our heart. We pray, Father, bless each one in this convention, bless his heart, and we also pray for our dear ones throughout the world, especially those who go through trials, temptation, and suffering. And Father, we do pray for Thy kingdom. Realize this is the only hope for this world in turmoil and violence. May Thy kingdom come and Thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. And this is the hope that has animated not just us, Thy people throughout the gospel age. Now, Father, we pray that Thou bless the remaining of this evening activity. And Father, we pray that will help us to fulfill of our consecration. Let nothing stand and will be faithful until the end. And Father, we pray that Thou forgive us if we say, do something which displeases Thee, Thou know the intention of our heart. And these favors of blessings, Father, we ask them not because we have any merits, but we ask them in the precious name of Jesus, our beloved Master. Amen.